Grab a box.
Even the barn here is a refugee, an historic structure relocated from a high school.
Chuba?
Yeah?
Do you want to go next?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Donna Wilterdink splits apart tomato starts and hands them to Chuba Rajavu, who now lives here, some 8,000 miles from his native Burundi. He'll also transplant peppers and cabbage and tuck seeds into the fertile soil of his new homeland. Wilterdink is the farm assistant with Lutheran Services of Iowa, the nonprofit that has been helping refugees find land to cultivate.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's an effort the Iowa Department of Agriculture wanted to encourage. Secretary Bill Northey realized he might be able to help. He attends Valley Church in West Des Moines, which owns 35 acres of land it was in the process of developing.
Two things hit me at the same time, thinking this is a space that's just perfect for them to be able to let refugees be able to farm.
The church is just finishing a new community center, and beyond the ball fields are 24 50 by 50 foot plots with the weathered barn on the opposite side. Till now, the refugees grew food for their families in community gardens. Now they can farm. Wilterdink held a crop planning workshop in the spring.
We discussed what they could sell at market, what things would sell well at market, and what people would be interested in purchasing.
The refugees come from Burundi, Rwanda, Bhutan, Nepal, and Burma, now known as Myanmar. Wilterdink says some have saved seeds from their own countries.
The greens that they have seed from their own countries will do fine in Iowa, especially in the spring and the fall when the cooler temperatures come in.
Each grower has paid $100 toward the costs, but most of the expenses are paid by grants for now. Chantal Gatti-Matare grew various plants back in Africa, including cabbage, peppers, eggplant, and onions that she's planting here. Her daughter, Charlotte, translates for her.
She's hoping to get some money from this whole thing so she can help her family.
Gatti-Matare works the soil with a hoe. Next to her plot is one worked by a woman from Rwanda, who is across from a Nepali family. Mukiza Gahitano plans to grow many of the same things he grew in Burundi.
I will plant some beans and some corn, but a lot of vegetables. Some I will sell and another part I will use in my farm.
As he and his wife work the land, their two young sons and a friend join the singing. All of these growers must participate in a monthly market at the church to learn sales and other skills. Other training farms in Lincoln, Nebraska and Kansas City have similarly leveraged nonprofit resources to get experienced farmers started in this country. Wilterdink will work with the farmers during the season and throughout the year so they continue to learn business skills. Secretary Northey says refugees may never change the face of industrial agriculture in Iowa, but they can certainly contribute to the local economy.
I would think we may see some businesses grow out of this.
He says just being involved in agriculture will help introduce these refugees to other farmers and opportunities. And training farms can work. Community Crops in Lincoln, Nebraska already has celebrated the launch of multiple businesses from alumni. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.